Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. Listen to us on MUFGEMEA.com, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This is episode 14 and we're looking at the week starting 16th March 2020. So good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
So that was an interesting action from the Fed yesterday. Two questions. Was it a good idea and will it suffice?
Yes. Well, you know, I think after the price action we had last week in the markets, and particularly in the US Treasury markets and also in the cross-currency basis, it was very clear that we were seeing some considerable stress and there were considerable problems in relation to dollar liquidity. And the Fed has basically come out with everything it's got and has said, there you go, take that. And, you know, you have to be impressed. And let's not judge what the Fed did yesterday by price action today. I've already had questions about, oh, is this too soon? Is this too much? Is this creating panic? Let's forget about that. You know, we are in global economic shutdown. And the severity of this is getting clearer and clearer by the day. And the Fed had to do what it did. And it couldn't basically wait until Wednesday. And, you know, I think in that sense that the Fed should be applauded for what it's done. And it should have considerable impact in terms of US dollar liquidity going forward. So, you know, we've had the 100 basis points, but on top of that, we've had a cheapening of the availability of US dollars through the central banks globally, through the swap lines. We've had the discount window, that being cheapened as well by 50 basis points. So that's going to, I think, open up the potential there. They've also improved intraday credit availability, and they've basically scrapped the reserve requirement regime. And then also finally, they've encouraged banks to use their capital buffers. So, you know, all in all, this has, I think, a considerable impact on short-term liquidity. But as I said, let's not judge this by the equity market price action today. Given what's happened over the weekend, you know, it's very likely that we still have further to go in terms of asset prices falling, equity markets adjusting to deeper and deeper recessionary conditions. But nonetheless, this is still a very important step from the Fed. And of course, then we've had the RBNZ cut by 75 basis points. We've had the BOJ increasing ETF purchases from 6 trillion to 12 trillion annually. The RBNZ also hinted at an asset purchase program. There's a lot coming globally from central banks. But of course, now the big message is that it's over to governments. It's over to governments to act more aggressively in terms of fiscal stimulus, and that is going to be the key going forward. Obviously, along with the COVID-19 daily data in terms of where we go in terms of investor sentiment.
And given that action, Derek, what lies ahead this week?
Well, you know, as has been hinted by central bankers, it's over to governments, and there's more that needs to be done here. Now, we've had the congressional bill that was agreed with the Democrats that guarantees sick pay for 14 days, has implemented free testing for COVID-19, and additional support for separate states. But, you know, we're getting to the situation where, you know, we're talking about sizable fiscal stimulus is going to be required, potential bailouts being set up for certain sectors, you know, the airline sector. How long can the airline sector manage with essentially the cuts to flight capacity that is now in place because of border controls that have been put in place across much of the world? So, you know, we're talking about big fiscal stimulus that's going to be required, and more coming from not just the US, but from Europe as well. Now, we've got a G7 conference call taking place today. I'm not sure exactly what time, but I think that will be important in terms of any statement from the G7. Secondly, we've got a Eurogroup finance ministers meeting in Europe. Now, we've had kind of supportive comments from Germany in relation to, you know, doing whatever it takes and abandoning its constitutional constraints in terms of fiscal stimulus, well, you know, it's time to lay out some significant details in relation to that. So the Eurogroup finance ministers meeting would be very, very important as well. So those are that's where the market focus is now. It's governments, it's fiscal policy. So that will, you know, I think what the central banks have done will give a little bit of time, days, before, you know, potentially markets become unimpressed with policy responses again, and then we could see risks of bigger corrections again still. So that to me is what we look at. And then obviously the COVID-19 data, day-to-day data, is massively important. Those are the two key elements of financial markets recovering: policy response from central banks and governments, and the data to indicate, are we peaking or when will we peak? And there's still not enough clarity on that. And of course, unfortunately, the news over the weekend is not particularly good. Here in Europe, which, based on when I did the last calculations on the data, about 80% of the entire global daily increase came from Europe. So Europe is the epicenter of the crisis, and it looks like it's spreading to the United States, where it could become significant there as well. These are the two largest, you know, macro economies, along with China, and, you know, that until we see evidence of a peak in the rate of change, and then recovery starting to pick up relative to new cases, the markets are going to remain very, very nervous. But, you know, those are the obvious things we need to look at this week.
Right. And, well, what can you tell us about your trade ideas, Derek?
I think this section will be the maybe the shortest of the three questions. Yeah, obviously it's extremely difficult to kind of have any idea with conviction. We did in our FX Weekly that went out on Friday. We had this monumental move higher in dollar yen, up over 3% at one point. You know, that was related to the extreme dollar illiquidity that I spoke about, and the basis being offered significantly in yen, and you know, that kind of filtered through into the spot market. And also because the US Treasury market was not behaving like it should do as a safe haven, we were seeing yields move higher along with the equity markets moving lower, and that resulted in other safe haven, traditional safe haven trades being liquidated as well. So long yen, long Swiss, and gold all saw declines. I don't think that's a consistent pattern. And of course, given what the Fed have just done, I still see the yen and the Swiss franc and gold as good safe haven trades. And, you know, that position liquidation we had last week, I don't think that's a trend or something we should rely on. And, you know, the yen has bounced back today. And the trade idea that we had on Friday was to sell dollar yen with a stop at about 108.60, 108.70, which is the highs from a recent bounce, with a target of moving down to 104 again. So, you know, I think the yen is a traditional safe haven currency, and, you know, we can't be as convinced as before because of unusual trading patterns, but ultimately it should remain a safe haven currency.
All right, great. Thanks very much, Derek. Have a good week and speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.